Section 2C. Trit had never felt less patient. He did not pretend to understand why Dura acted the way she did. He did not want to try. He did not care. He never knew why emotionals did what they did. And Dura didn't even act like the other emotionals. She never thought about the important thing. She would look at the sun. But then she would thin out so that the light and food would just pass through her. Then she would say it was beautiful. That was not the important thing. The important thing was to eat. What was beautiful about eating? What was beautiful? She always wanted to melt differently. Once she said, "Let's talk first." We never talk about it. We never think about it. Odin would always say, "Let her have her way about it, Trit. It makes it better." Odin was always patient. He always thought things would be better when they waited. Or else he would want to think it out. Trit wasn't sure he knew what Odin meant by think it out. It seemed to him it just meant that Odin did nothing. Like getting Dua in the first place, Odin would still be thinking it out. Trit went right up and asked. That was the way to be. Now Odin wouldn't do anything about Dua. What about the baby emotional, which was what mattered? Well, Trit would do something about it if Odin didn't. In fact, he was doing something. He was edging down the long corridor even as all this was going through his mind. He was hardly aware he had come this far. Was this thinking it out? Well, he would not let himself be frightened. He would not back away. Stolidly, he looked about him. This was the way to the hard caverns. He knew he would be going that way with his little left before very long. He had been shown the way by Odin once. He did not know what he would do when he got there this time. Still, he felt no fright at all. He wanted a baby emotional. It was his right to have a baby emotional. Nothing was more important than that. The hard ones would see he got one. Hadn't they brought them Dua when he had asked? But who would he ask? Could it be any hard one? Dimly, he had made up his mind, not any hard one. There was the name of one he would ask for. Then he would talk to him about it. He remembered the name. He even remembered when he had first heard the name. It was the time when the little left had grown old enough to begin changing shape voluntarily. What a great day. "Come, Odin, quickly. Annis is all oval and hard. All by himself, too. Dua, look." And they had rushed in. Annis was the only child then. They had had to wait so long for the second. So they rushed in, and he was just plastered in the corner. He was curling at himself and flowing over his resting place like wet clay. Odin had left because he was busy. But Dua said, "Oh, he'll do it again, Trit." They had watched for hours, and he didn't. Trit was hurt that Odin hadn't waited. He would have scolded, but Odin looked so weary. There were definite wrinkles in his ovoid, and he made no effort to smooth them out. Trit said anxiously, "Is anything wrong, Odin?" "A hard day, and I'm not sure I'm going to get differential equations before the next melting." Trit didn't remember the exact hard words. It was something like that. Odin always used hard words. "Do you want to melt now?" "Oh, no. I just saw Dua heading topside, and you know how she is if we try to interrupt that. There's no rush, really. There's a new hard one, too." "A new hard one," said Trit, with distinct lack of interest. Odin found sharp interest in associating with hard ones, but Trit wished the interest didn't exist. Odin was more intent on what he called his education than any other rational in the area. That was unfair. Odin was too wrapped up in that. Duo was too wrapped up in roaming the surface alone. No one was properly interested in the triad but Trit. "He's called Estwald," said Odin. Estwald? Trit did feel a twinge of interest. Perhaps it was because he was anxiously sensing Odin's feelings. "I've never seen him, but they all talk about him." Odin's eyes had flattened out, as they usually did when he turned introspective. "He's responsible for that new thing they've got."
"What new thing?"
"The positron po- You wouldn't understand, Trit. It's a new thing they have. It's going to revolutionize the whole world."
"What's revolutionize?"
"Make everything different." Trit was at once alarmed.
"They mustn't make everything different."
"They'll make everything better. Different isn't always worse. Anyway, Estwald is responsible. He's very bright. I get the feeling."
"Then why don't you like him?"
"I didn't say I didn't like him."
"You feel as though you don't like him?"
"Oh, nothing of the sort, Trit. It's just that somehow, Odin laughed.
"I'm jealous.
Hard ones are so intelligent that a soft one is nothing in comparison. But I got used to that, because Lawston was always telling me how bright I was. For a soft one, I suppose. But now this Estwald comes along, and even Lawston seems lost in admiration, and I'm really nothing." Trit bellied out his foreplane to have it just make contact with Odin, who looked up and smiled. "But that's just stupidity on my part. Who cares how smart a hard one is? Not one of them has a Trit." After that, they both went looking for Dua after all. For a wonder, she had finished wandering about and was just heading down again. It was a very good melting, though the time lapse was only a day or so. Trit worried about meltings then. With Annis so small, even a short absence was risky, though there were always other parentals who could take over. After that, Odin mentioned Estwald now and then. He always called him the New One, even after considerable time had passed. He still had never seen him. "I think I avoid him," he said one time, when Duo was with them, "because he knows so much about the new device. I don't want to find out too soon. It's too much fun to learn."
"The positron pump?" Duo had asked.
That was another funny thing about Duo, Trit thought. It annoyed him. She could say the hard words almost as well as Odin could. An emotional shouldn't be like that. So Trit made up his mind to ask Estwald, because Odin had said he was smart. Besides, Odin had never seen him. Estwald couldn't say, "I've talked to Odin about it, Trit, and you mustn't worry." Everyone thought that if you talked to the rational, you were talking to the triad. Nobody paid attention to the parentals, but they would have to this time. He was in the hard caverns, and everything seemed different. There was nothing there that looked like anything Trit could understand. It was all wrong and frightening. Still, he was too anxious to see Estwald to let himself really be frightened. He said to himself, "I want my little mid." That made him feel firm enough to walk forward. He saw a hard one, finally. There was just this one. Doing something, bending over something, doing something. Odin once told him that hard ones were always working at their whatever it was. Trit didn't remember and didn't care. He moved smoothly up and stopped.
"Hard, sir," he said.
The hard one looked up at him, and the air vibrated about him, the way Odin said it did when two hard ones talked to each other sometimes.
Then the hard one seemed really to see Trit and said, "Why, it's a right. What is your business here? Do you have your little left with you? Is today the start of a semester?" Trit ignored it all. He said, "Where can I find Estwald, sir?"
"Find whom?"
"Estwald." The hard one was silent for a long moment. Then he said, "What is your business with Estwald, right?" Trit felt stubborn. "It is important I speak to him. Are you Estwald, hard sir?"
"No, I am not."
"What is your name, right?"
"Trit, hard sir."
"I see. You're the right of Odin's triad, aren't you?"
"Yes."
The hard one's voice seemed to soften. "I'm afraid you can't see Estwald at the moment. He's not here. If anyone else can help you..." Trit didn't know what to say. He simply stood there. The hard one said, "You go home now. Talk to Odin. He'll help you, yes? Go home, right?" The hard one turned away. He seemed very concerned in matters other than Trit, and Trit still stood there uncertain. Then he moved into another section quietly, flowing noiselessly. The hard one did not look up. Trit was not certain at first why he had moved in that particular direction. At first he felt only that it was good to do so. Then it was clear. There was a thin warmth of food about him, and he was nibbling at it. He had not been conscious of hunger, yet now he was eating and enjoying. The sun was nowhere. Instinctively he looked up, but of course he was in a cavern. Yet the food was better than he had ever found it to be on the surface. He looked about, wondering. He wondered most of all that he should be wondering. He had sometimes been impatient with Odin because Odin wondered about so many things that didn't matter. Now he himself, Trit, was wondering. But what he was wondering about did matter. Suddenly he saw that it did matter. With an almost blinding flash, he realized that he wouldn't wonder unless something inside him told him it did matter. He acted quickly, marveling at his own bravery. After a while, he retraced his steps. He moved past the hard one again, the one to whom he had earlier spoken. He said, "I am going home, hard sir." The hard one merely said something incoherent. He was still doing something, bending over something, doing silly things, and not seeing the important thing. If hard ones were so great and powerful and smart, Trit thought, how could they be so stupid?